Well, interestingly, the IG put on their website a public letter sent to Gary Gilbert and Associates, who's the lawyer for Adair Martinez, basically saying, listen, what you're saying about our investigative techniques, our investigative steps that we took is untrue, and stop. I mean, it was not quite a cease and desist order, mm-hmm. but it is basically saying, listen, you are misleading the public intentionally. You are offering your personal opinion, not fact. And you're also stating things around certain employees or former employees at VA that are blatantly false. Mm-hmm. And you need to stop because this is not fair. And you're trying to prejudice the judicial process, which is before the Merit Systems Protection Board right now. And in fact, it's very interesting because these type of cases pop up, but you rarely see an IG or any agency, but an IG specifically, publicly come out and say, whoa, you don't agree with what we did. Well, we're not agreeing with what you did and making this public. So mm-hmm. I think that's what we're at.
That's the part of this that I found the most interesting is that you're right. There are cases like this all over government. Every agency has them to one degree or another. But this one, for whatever reason, I don't know if it was the circumstances surrounding some of the allegations against Ms. Martinez or what. But the attorneys in this case last week, as you reported, seem to me at least to be really ready to jump out there and talk about this case much more so than most of these kinds of cases.
Well, I think the attorneys, and I've talked to them twice now, I asked them to respond to the IG's letter, and when they first issued that press release around the judge's initial decision, we talked, and their point is, listen, our client, Adair Martinez, was, one, unfairly dismissed, they believe, and the judge said they shouldn't receive her due process, her Fifth Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. They believe that her name was what they call, you know, smeared across the press because everyone picked up on this IG report and then reported on what the IG said as fact, and reported on the fact that she was dismissed by the VA as fact, and their point is she never got a chance to even make a case. So that's why I think they're being a little more aggressive than what you normally see in a case like this. Mm-hmm. Now, on the other hand, the IG says, listen, we are not a part of the case. In fact, I spoke with Jim O'Neill, who is the VA's assistant IG for investigations, and he told me, listen, we stand by our August 2009 report, and we are not a party to this litigation. I mean, that's a direct quote from Mr. O'Neill. Mm-hmm. And he says, we just did our job and we were very thorough in our investigation. And a letter from the current VAIG, George Opfer, he says, listen, we record everything we do. We have a transcript of everything we do. How can you say we took things out of context, or how can you say we misled the judge? Now, interestingly, they say that, and then Gary Gilbert and Kevin Owen, who are the attorneys for Ms. Martinez, come back and say, oh, we have evidence.
Mm-hmm. The idea, I think people all over government, and managers all over government in particular, have learned that getting into a contest, shall we say, with inspector general's offices is not generally productive. It sounds like that's not an experience that these attorneys have had, but it sounds like kind of where we are with this.
Well, I think the difference here is, when an agency, let's say, like, take for example, Loretta Doan, mm-hmm. and she was the head of the General Services Administration a number of years ago, she got into one of those matches with IG, and she lost in a big way. Mm-hmm. You know, Brian Miller, the IG at GSA, the IGs have a lot of power, they have a lot of influence, and Congress takes their ability to do their job very seriously. And when you start pressing on an IG, and the Government Accountability Office, I think, is the same thing, when you start pushing back, that kind of perks the ears up of members of Congress. The reason why these attorneys can do that, and I think these attorneys are different because they're in the private sector, they don't answer to Congress, mm-hmm. and they believe that the reason why their client was wrongfully terminated was because of the work the IG did, at least to a certain extent. And that's why I think that they're becoming more aggressive in pushing back against what they believe is unqualified or unjust investigation.
It strikes me as a little different. The analogy to the Doan case is fair, I think, but this strikes me as a little bit different because this is a case where there are documented, this doesn't seem to be, at least from what I've read about this case, it doesn't seem to be the same as the Doan case in that there is, in that case, there were, you could have an opinion one way or the other as to what went on in the meetings that, and the allegations
that
were there.
The Doan case, the way I brought up, the reason I brought up the Larry Doan case, I think that's a very more famous one, is less about to say this is similar to Doan, but this is when an agency pushes back, they find themselves in a lot more hot water.
Yeah.
And it's unusual, for instance, another good analogy is when GAO pushes out recommendations, what you see from agencies, I'd say 90% of the time or more, is thank you, we agree, we're going to implement and make changes. Once in a while, you'll see, well, we agree with 8 recommendations, but we don't agree with the 9th one. You rarely see the agency say, thank you, GAO, but we agree with nothing you said, and we're going to not do anything.
Yeah.
That would be like that, this case.
I see.
So, but I think the other piece that's very interesting is Martinez's attorneys seem to believe that they have evidence to say, we're going to prove that the IG's steps were deficient, that were, what they use the term shoddy investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting once they make that public. Now, will they make it public? Will it live up to what they're, the way they're presented? It's hard to say. The IG obviously believes they've done a good job. They followed, you know, the proper steps. They took the proper precautions and they believe that they've done a good job. I think what's interesting about the other piece that's interesting about all of this is, step aside from the fact that this is a he said, she said in some respects, but here you have an employee who is wrong, well, the judge says, at least initially, didn't receive her due process to defend herself and therefore was wrongfully terminated, is getting some measure of response. Mm-hmm. Now, VA has until May 6th to respond to the judge's initial decision. So it's going to be interesting to see where VA goes with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be the real key.
I've noticed one thing about all of this discussion is normally the attorneys are making the case in the media at the same time as whatever their primary point is. By the way, my client didn't do any of these things. And I haven't seen any of that from her attorneys in this. And I wonder if there's a message in that too. The whole debate seems to be focused on the fact that she didn't have due process.
No. I think they believe that she was wrongfully terminated and she didn't do these things. And they believe that the evidence states that she did not do HR misconduct. There's no nepotism involved. The contracting activities were not clearly wrong. But I think that the judge only ruled on the due process piece because that's what you do before a Merit System Protection Board. The judge is not going to rule on what the IG found, whether she violated HR rules or contracting rules.